was a great track. It's really kind of really different, especially when you consider just how popular a lot of the songs were and how dancey. The Shafura is kind of like a moody track, and let's get that coming up right here. And 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, here it is right now, 1,000 Points of Light, the Shafura from Duran Duran off of Rio. Thanks for listening.
What cast into the light so music non-stop. Techno pop. Music non-stop. Techno pop.
Electrónico. Es You know you're in love, no matter what.
All right, Duran Duran, Last Chance on the Stairway from Rio, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and another great album track from that record that I became exposed to just from reading this book from the 33 and 3rd series. It's the book devoted to Rio, written by, didn't even say her name, Annie Zaleski. Huge fan. I get the feeling she's not really a writer as much as she's a fan. That's not nice. She actually, no, is a writer. She's very well respected. She's an award-winning journalist, in fact, has just written like she's a somebody who had a crush on Simon Le Bon for, you know, 40 years. Anyway, prior to that, Love Action from the Human League, Technopop from Kraftwerk. You know, it's funny, I didn't know that song was quite so industrial sounding until I listened to it tonight. Duran Duran's The Chauffeur from Rio, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for tuning in. You picked a great night if you have. If you're listening and you're downloading or streaming after the fact, that's fine too. This is how we roll. Playing music that was referenced in the book devoted to this record, Rio, or is it stuff that I felt like would work in into the mix? There are only 9 tracks on the record, so if I just play the record, it's not going to be long enough. So I've added lots of things, and most of them are referenced in the book, particularly all of the stuff, including the stuff from the New Romantics, which is kind of like a BS label that the media came up with to kind of reflect a lot of these new artists coming out of Britain in the early 80s. Human League, Roxy Music, I think, probably started it all in the mid-70s, or maybe later. More like Brian Ferry than Roxy Music, per se. And then, that's splitting hairs. And then, of course, Spandau Ballet, what I was doing there. Any flashbacks to the 9th grade. Or earlier, 7th grade. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Another one from Bowie. He's the only one who gets 2 tonight. This is going to be Aladdin Sane from the record of the same name, but a live version of this from David Live, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. We'll love and let it say.
out of nowhere. When the background fading out of focus, is the picture changing every moment? And your destination, you don't know.
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO, and that's Japan with Quiet Life from the Assemblage release. It's interesting. It's like in the book, it was mentioned that Japan was a huge influence on Duran Duran, but it seems like it's the other way around. I don't know. It's not sure who's influencing who there. Prior to that, Avalon from Roxy Music. So I lied. We played two also from Roxy Music. I realized I played a track from the wrong album. It needed to be Avalon. That's where... that was the primary album that really influenced Nick Rhodes and Roxy Music, or I'm sorry, and Duran Duran. Before that, New Religion from Rio, and that was what started the set off. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, excuse me, I'm just kind of shuffling around here. Let's give props to the people who were on the record. We had Simon Le Bon with lead vocals, and he played vibraphone on New Religion. Nick Rhodes, keyboardist since... marimbas, sound effects, John Taylor, bass, and backing vocals. Great job, John Taylor, on New Religion. That was awesome. And you really get to hear their chick influences there with Nile Rodgers and everything. Before that, Andy Taylor, guitars and backing vocals, and Roger Taylor, drums and percussion. That's Duran Duran. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. We've got time. We don't want to, you know, not play the whole record, so we need to squeeze everything in here. One thing I want to do is make sure we play Hold Back the Rain. It's a great track. 1,000 points of light. Okay, that's enough of that. Here it is, right here. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford.
Oh,
1,000 points of light, WMFO. The Sex Pistols with Submission. Prior to that, Duran Duran's Hold Back the Rain. We're about done here in 1,000 points of light. This has been our show devoted to Duran Duran's Rio. And we're, of course, going to wrap up with probably the strongest, with definitely my favorite song on the record and a very strong single, Hungry Like the Wolf, one of the videos recorded and performed in Sri Lanka. And it's like, they were MTV darlings. This is one of the reasons why. They were handsome and they had these weird videos and everyone wanted to know what was going on and nobody knew. So that's my shorthand summary of how they became so successful. 1,000 points of light. I'm not going to talk over the beginning because I like how there's this giggle. I think it's like John Taylor's girlfriend is how this starts off. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week. Touch you.